The birth of a cleft child can have a big impact on the mother. This reaction can in turn affect the way a mother responds to the newborn's needs, and therefore negatively affect the child's attachment security, which is a strong predictor of future self-esteem. As healthcare providers to this group of children, it's important that we understand the cultural differences that may impact a mother's acceptance of a cleft child after birth. To help us be aware of these cultural differences, a research team from the U.S. published its work in the September 2009 issue of the Cleft Palate Craniofacial Journal under the title, When My Child Was Born, Cross-Cultural Reactions to the Birth of a Child with Cleft Lip and/or Palate. To assess the maternal reaction to the birth of a cleft child, the research team used a validated survey instrument designed to measure this impact. For this study, they specifically used the section of the survey on maternal affect. This survey instrument was translated into several languages and administered to 110 mothers in four different cultures. This was done in conjunction with medical mission trips to surgically repair clefts in four different places. The cultures that were included were Thai, Chinese, Colombian, and Uyghur, a small Muslim population in China. The results from these cultures were compared to a previously published group of American mothers. The primary research question was, are there cross-cultural differences in maternal reaction to the birth of a cleft child? The results from this study show that there are significant differences among mothers from different cultures. The Thai mothers had the highest maternal affect scores, which means the most positive reactions to the birth. The authors attributed this to the Buddhist belief system, which may help them accept a situation that they cannot change. In the middle of the maternal affect scores were the Colombian and Uyghur mothers, whose scores were similar to the American mothers previously published. The lowest maternal affect scores were found in the Chinese mothers. The authors believe this more profound impact may be due to the one-child policy in China that puts significant financial incentives on families to have only one child. This may make a mother feel like she has lost her only chance to have a, quote, normal child. Many orthodontists treat cleft patients from a variety of cultures, either in their practices or as part of medical mission teams. The results from this study suggest that there may be some significant differences in how mothers from different cultures react to the birth of a cleft child. These different reactions can then affect the child's psychosocial development and self-esteem. For more detailed information about this study of maternal reaction to the birth of a cleft child, see the September 2009 issue of the Cleft Palate Craniofacial Journal.